Hey, Bulls and Bears, we're back with another dose of monetary reality, economic reality, whatever you want to call it. But we've got a lot of news to get caught up on. Massive signs emerging that this economy is crumbling, and it's crumbling very, very quickly. It still is a slow motion collapse, though. We're not seeing a stock market crash, but we're starting to see just so many signs emerge. And every time I look for news, there's just more and more and more. Let's talk about one of the biggest stories as far as earnings goes is Home Depot. Now, we told you as the housing market goes, so do so many other businesses and so many other areas of the economy, especially home improvement stores. Home Depot sees first annual sales decline in more than a decade, more than 10 years. So just a canary in the coal mine, folks, that this economy is coming down, and there's going to be massive job losses now with Home Depot. And we know that all the S&P 500, the earnings for those companies are down about 4% year over year on average. So the writing's on the wall. And people that think we're going to get out of this, or that we're going to have a soft landing even, are just, I think, delusional. Oh, I got this email from a viewer. Let me bring it up here. Richard sends me nice emails every now and then telling me I'm wrong and telling me how everything I'm saying is wrong. Well, it's not just me saying that. I quote economists, I talk about statistics. So am I wrong when I say that it's the first annual drop in 10 years for Home Depot? Well, Home Depot is the one saying that. They admitted it in their earnings report. So saying I'm wrong, you're saying Home Depot is wrong. So maybe Home Depot's lying. So there you go, Richard. But let me read you Richard's email. Here he goes. You keep up the doom and gloom, JJ. Doom and gloom. Okay. Nobody is buying it anymore. I'm not trying to get people to buy it. I'm just reporting the news, and then I give you my opinion. He continues. I took my mother out for Mother's Day, and every restaurant was packed. All right. Let's stop right there. How many people would you see at those restaurants if it weren't for credit cards? We'll talk about credit cards here in a few minutes. He continues, what recession? Question mark. Well, there is no recession because they changed the definition. Otherwise, we'd have one right now. But remember, we talked about that. What was it, last fall, last summer? It's no longer two consecutive quarters of negative growth. Now it's look at the jobs numbers instead. They switched it up. Anyways, you are detached from reality. Okay, I'm detached from reality. And I live in my own bubble. Okay. Is it a housing bubble? I live in a housing bubble. I'm in California. He continues, I live in my own. Okay, you live in your own bubble of other unemployed. He names some politician that I can't stand, but he says I'm a supporter of that politician. All right. Anyways, that's Richard's view. He comes back to the channel. So thank you for being here, Richard. Thank you for commenting, and thank you for the emails. I like hearing stories like this. I like hearing that the restaurants were packed. I would just encourage you to ask yourself, though, if it weren't for credit cards, I think the restaurants would be empty if it weren't for credit cards. People are running up more debt and more debt and more debt all the time. The numbers are increasing, and there's no end in sight. Unless the credit card companies finally start cutting these people off because they're going to start defaulting on their payments very, very, severely. But speaking of credit cards, here we go. Fortune. It's not me saying this. This is out of Fortune here. Americans are showing signs of financial stress as they add $148 billion in debt and fail to pay off their credit cards. Folks, this is the beginning. No, it's not going to come crashing down tomorrow. There's not going to be any housing market crash, but this is the beginning of the economic decline, and this is going to go on for several years. People think they're going to wake up and everything's going to be crashing. The stock market's going to be down 90%. Homes are going to be half price. People are delusional that say that. I've never predicted a crash. In fact, we're one of the few channels here that said the housing market was not going to crash. People said I was crazy. People said I was wrong. And out of this article here, I'll just read you the first part of it here. U.S. households showed signs of increasing financial stress in the first quarter, with credit card balances not declining in the way they typically do at the start of the year, and delinquencies rising for most types of consumer loans. So typically, people get into more debt around the holidays, around the end of the year, of course, holiday shopping, gift buying. And then at the beginning of the year with tax returns, things like that, people try to pay off that debt that they ran up during the holidays. I say try. Well, historically, they do at the beginning of the year. They pay down some of the debt. Debt drops. This year, that did not happen. The inflation fight has been lost, basically. Remember, we were supposed to have higher interest rates. That was going to stop the cost of living and bring prices down. Hasn't worked, folks. So now we're at the end of the road, and this is going to be the decline. And we're all going to live to see it. We're going to see how deep and how hard the decline takes us. It continues here. Households added $148 billion in overall debt, bringing the total to over $17 trillion, according to a report released by the Fed, Bank of New York. Balances are now $2.9 trillion higher than just before the pandemic. Wow. So just a few years ago, just pre-pandemic, now we're $2.9 trillion higher than that. So in just that short 3 years, about $1 trillion a year, 2.9 trillion there. Consumers typically build up more credit card debt at the end of the year during the holiday season, exactly what I talked about, and then reduce those balances at the start of the following year, sometimes with the help of tax refunds, exactly what I talked about. But for the first time in 20 years, that wasn't the case this year. This is the first time this has happened, folks, in 20 years. And you're still going to sit there and say, everything's normal, nothing's happening. There's no signs of economic distress anywhere. I mean, some people are delusional. The guy that emailed me must be living in a bubble, maybe. That wasn't the case this year. Some households are under strain from higher prices and maybe relying on credit cards to maintain their spending. Oh, you think so? With credit card debt rising like this? Quote, credit card balances were flat in the first quarter. Folks, a lot of the freebies have ended. The eviction moratoriums, the foreclosure forbearance, remember that, foreclosure forbearance, 7 million households took advantage of that, over 7 million. Will they reintroduce some of those things? Maybe, but without some big helping hand, there's going to be a lot of pain here in the economy. But I think a lot of people are just distracted. Like the guy that emailed me probably is worried about, you know, whose face shows up on his beer can. What was that? Bud Light, you know, the big controversy. I think that's a distraction. People, boycotted that beer company or that particular beer brand. But the parent company of that brand, Anheuser-Busch InBev, they own 600 other brands here. Let me read it to you. This company, Anheuser-Busch InBev, owns 630 beer brands. Wow, 630 beer brands in 150 different countries. So when you stop buying this beer and you go buy this other beer to boycott, there's a good chance you're buying it from the same company. So they're saying the company's losing all this money, probably just losing it here, but gaining it over here. 630 beer brands, right? So I think that's a big distraction. People are worried about, but let's remind everybody what happened over the past weekend. We had 7 companies declare bankruptcy over the weekend. And that's the most in 15 years for that short amount of time, that 48-hour period. 7 companies filing bankruptcy. Again, nothing to see here. No recession. I'm wrong. Everything's fine because people are in restaurants swiping their credit cards. Right? That means the economy's great. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to prepare for. No economic downturn to worry about. Go out and get the biggest loan possible. Go buy a house now. Go buy 2 cars now. Go on all the expensive vacations you want to because there's no problems with the economy. All right. Anyways, you guys know my views on that. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this wealth gap, wealth divide, wealth transfer. I've heard many people, different names for it. The middle class is being systematically destroyed. Some people say it's just the way the ball bounces. Other people say it's all a big operation. It's all planned. I'll let you decide that. But here are some numbers that just kind of underpin how massive this wealth transfer is here. The people on the top have never had it so good. The top 1% now own more wealth than the bottom 92%. percent. And the 50 wealthiest Americans own more wealth than the bottom half of the entire American society. So the top 50 wealthiest individuals, the top 50 wealthiest Americans own more wealth than the entire bottom half, which is 165 million people. So the top 50 have more than 165 million people. How crazy insane is that? Oh, and the lawmakers, they're talking about it, but they say the solution is more money printing and more programs, more agents to go after the wealthy and stuff like that. They're telling you that that's going to be the solution. And there was a recent study. Some 70% of Americans admit to being stressed out about their personal finances these days. And a majority, 52% of the U.S. adults, said their financial stress has increased since before the 2020 health crisis. Right, people, I don't know about most of you, but I see some very, very bad things coming here down the road. Do I think you should go hide and not spend any money and never go out to eat at restaurants? Of course not. But I think that in conjunction with that, we need to prepare. I say get some canned goods. I say have some tradable currencies and tradable assets outside of the system in case we see this entire system go down. We could wake up one day and this whole system could be down. And all those people at those restaurants that have plastic to swipe, the restaurants are going to be empty because no one's going to be able to buy anything, because without debt and without the availability of credit, most people can't go out and do these things, unfortunately. So life's going to change bigly before the end of 2023. It's always changing, but it's going to change more drastically. We're going to see some wild things happen in the rest of the year, folks. Keep an eye out, because I think some big things are headed to us here just in the next few months. More big bank failures, more record bankruptcies with retailers, you name it. It's going to be unbelievable, but not unbelievable, because we all knew this was coming. It's going to be unbelievable to a lot of people. Probably Richard, he won't believe it when he sees it. I love you, Richard. I love everybody here. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Keep stacking. Bye for now.